Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The Advisory Committee on Capital Area Security holds its next public hearing this afternoon in St. Paul. Republican Senator Rich Dreheim of Madison Lake on the current security at the Capitol complex.
I think there's room for improvement, and I would support that. But I'm not frightened when I'm up there. You know, I think communication is key, but the world's a different place today than when it was 10 years ago.
Today's public hearing will include discussions on proper behavior during sessions and hearings, security drills, and an update from the Department of Public Safety. There's an emergency news conference at the state capitol Monday in response to the new federal rule banning most hemp-based THC products. Ryan Copperroot of Duluth-based Wild State Cider and Birdie Beverages says companies fear this could wipe out the state's hemp industry.
They're concerned about their businesses. They're concerned about the jobs that their business creates. They're concerned about, you know, the revenue that this category is responsible for. They're concerned about the tax base that is potentially going away with these products.
Copperroot says the meeting will bring federal, state, and local elected officials together with Minnesota hemp and brewing company leaders. Officials at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport are expecting 441,000 people to pass through the gates from November 20th to December 1st. MSP spokesman Jeff Lee says passenger activity really picks up next week.
The Wednesday prior to Thanksgiving is going to be the busiest day ahead of the holiday, and the Sunday that follows is usually busier and will be so again this year, with about 49,000 people that are going to come through the front doors and go through our checkpoints.
Lee says nearly 47,000 people will clear security on Wednesday. He recommends passengers pre-book parking to reserve a spot and save some money. Give to the Max Day 2025 is being called another success for nonprofits and schools around the state. The 24-hour campaign raised more than $37 million Thursday. GiveMN's Jenna Ray says due to the hard economic times, they were cautiously optimistic heading into yesterday's day of giving.
You know, nationwide giving trends were showing us that we could anticipate having a significantly smaller day than that. And Minnesotans showed up for their communities and for their neighbors. And for that, we're just unbelievably grateful.
Ray says tens of thousands of people gave to 6,430 organizations in Minnesota. And Prep Bowl 43 kicks off today at U.S. Bank Stadium. Seven high school football champions will be crowned today and tomorrow. Three-time Class A defending champion Mineota plays Breckenridge in the first game at 10 a.m. Orono and Casson Manorville meet in the Class 4A game at 1 o'clock. And Class 2A champs Jackson County Central looks to defend their title against Goodhue at 4 p.m. This is MNN.